This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The stakes are getting awfully serious for the seven Democratic candidates who are campaigning across the country this weekend. Primaries or caucuses will be held in seven states on Tuesday for those candidates who are trying to blunt the progress of Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts. A win somewhere seems to be essential. In South Carolina, the increased pressure has meant whirlwind campaign stops and stepped-up attacks on Senator Kerry. NPR's Philip Davis has this report.
At a community forum in Columbia, South Carolina, hosted by top black radio talk show host Tom Joyner, Kerry told the mainly African-American audience that he understood the struggles of this country's minority groups.
For 35 years, from the time I came back from Vietnam, having fought in a war that saw more African-Americans and Latinos serving on the front lines and becoming the casualties and suffering when they came back, I learned firsthand how tough it can be in America with respect to getting rights.
But General Wesley Clark came out swinging at Kerry's comments. Clark, a strong supporter of affirmative action in the military, said Kerry had glossed over the fact that he had made past comments criticizing affirmative action.
I think people are running for office ought to be honest about what they said. Everybody's entitled to make a mistake, but when you do, you ought to take responsibility for it. He didn't.
Then it was former Vermont Governor Howard Dean's turn to criticize Kerry.
I think Senator Kerry's a fine person, but he hasn't accomplished much in the Senate. 350 bills introduced. I think there were 9 passed. 11 health care bills introduced. None passed. I think we need a doer, not a talker, as the nominee of this party.
Most of the candidates then hopped aboard airplanes to head for states like North Dakota, Arizona, and Oklahoma. But one candidate stayed behind. John Edwards was born in South Carolina. He calls it his backyard. Polls show him leading other candidates in South Carolina. And so he spent the day traveling the rolling hills of the state, appealing to Southern solidarity in economically depressed towns like Florence and Sumter, where a local brake assembly plant had just announced it was moving to Mexico, costing the town 400 jobs. Tracy Quinn is a Sumter resident.
400 jobs may not seem like a lot to people in other communities, but God, in Sumter, it's just tremendous.
Edwards said he would make it more difficult for firms to move overseas and that he could relate to Sumter's problems.
I'll tell you one thing that you can take to the bank. I was born in South Carolina. My parents brought me home to a mill village. My father worked in a mill all his life. I will never forget where I came from.
And when Sumter's former mayor, Bubba McAveen, liked the fact that someone knew what it was like to work in choking textile mills where the air was thick with cotton lint.
Edwards, his family were called lint heads in South Carolina because they worked in cotton mills. And that thing had a lint that went all around in there, and it'd get all in your hair, see? And he lived in mill villages up there, and they were good to him.
Then it was on to the new South Carolina, to an old Civil War-era train depot that's been converted into a chic nightclub called Jillian's, where a certain local band called Hootie and the Blowfish threw a benefit concert for Edwards.
You and me, we come from different worlds.
Petra Sinner came for the band, not for Edwards.
I like George Bush, and I'm here to see Hootie. We saw them at a City Fest in Charlotte, and they put on a great show. It's like they've got their passion back, so they're a good band. Hometown boys.
But even a young Republican found something to like about the Democrat.
He's cute.
Philip Davis, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.